Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And welcome to Inside Austin. I'm your host, Brian Fitzgerald. Joining me is Jane Wisnant from the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. Hello, Jane. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. So first of all, just to get us started, tell us about the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. What is, tell us about you and about the mission.
Yeah, so the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention is the leading national organization dedicated to suicide prevention. And we bring hope to those affected by suicide through research, education, advocacy, and support. And then here in the Austin area, we're part of the Central Texas chapter. So we do have chapters across the country. Every area of the country is supported by a chapter. And here in Austin, we are part of a 33-county large Central Texas chapter.
Wow, 33 counties. That's a lot to cover for one organization.
Yeah, it is. But we have a lot of volunteer support, and we're always looking for more volunteers. So if anyone's interested, they can reach out to volunteer for us on our website, afsp.org.
That was A as in Apple, F as in Frank, S as in Sam, P as in Paul for the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention.org.
Yes, yep, that's correct.
What does it entail being a volunteer? What would take volunteering for your organization?
We have volunteer opportunities mostly in education. So we do provide free education to the community in a variety of different areas, including schools, general population, law enforcement agencies. And so that's what a lot of our volunteers like to do, is find opportunities to educate either through tabling events or actually presenting our programs. And then we also, through advocacy, which is one of our easiest ways to volunteer, and that helps to get legislation passed that will make access to mental health care easier. One of the biggest pieces of legislation that we actually helped to get passed that is in the news now on the federal level is the transition of the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline from a 10-digit number to a 3-digit number. And we wouldn't have been able to do that without our volunteers.
Let's actually talk about that real quick. What is
the
new 3-number, like a 911 system for suicide prevention?
Yeah, so the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline's been around for quite a while, but it's been a long 10-digit number, 1-800-273-8255. And I remember it because I've had to tell people the number pretty frequently. But your average person, if they were in a crisis, would have a hard time remembering that phone number.
I remember that the last four numbers were TALK. That was always the one thing that I remembered
exactly.
From that.
Yes, exactly. 1-800-273-TALK. But we worked for several years to try and get some legislation passed, and it finally was passed and implemented on July 16th of this year, that it would be 988. So now anybody who is in a mental health crisis can call 988, and they will be connected to a mental health counselor who can help to de-escalate a situation that they may be involved in. So just like if you were in a physical emergency, you would call 911. Now you call 988 for a mental health emergency.
That seems like an amazing resource for somebody who is in a crisis, particularly somebody who is in the middle of a crisis.
Yeah.
That's got to be a big help to be able to pick up the phone and have somebody to talk to on such an immediate basis, as opposed to, exactly as you said, trying to look up a phone number while you're feeling distraught and be able to just dial 988.
Yeah. And people can text it and chat as well online. So there's opportunities where if you're not comfortable talking on the phone, or if you're not in a place to talk on the phone, you can text and chat from your mobile device if you want to do that as well.
I would imagine that's a great resource for the younger generation that isn't necessarily spending their time on the phone as much as,
yes,
you know, it doesn't seem impersonal as perhaps at one point in our society that it would have, giving text advice under those circumstances.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, with September being a suicide prevention month, that seems like perfect timing to have this to talk about and to have this to be able to be a resource for somebody who is looking to get some help and looking to be able to do something. Or on the other side of that, exactly as you were just talking about a minute ago, to be able to volunteer on that side, yeah, of things.
Yeah. So Suicide Prevention Month is in September. And we started out with just having a week, and now we get a whole month, which seems to happen with important causes frequently. So Suicide Prevention Week is the week after Labor Day. So September 4th through the 10th, they're the week of Labor Day. But now we work to provide suicide prevention across the entire month. So we do have a website that has information that anybody can access around suicide prevention in September, and it is afsp.org/NSPW, and it's NSPW for National Suicide Prevention Week. And there's toolkits there. There's a list of events that people can participate in. There are social shareables that people can download and share to their social media pages so that they can help to spread awareness. And actually, y'all's Odyssey playlist is there as well, with our Out of the Darkness playlist from the Odyssey app there. So there's a lot of tools there that anybody has access to if they wanted to help promote National Suicide Prevention Month throughout September. And what it's focusing on this year is actually our Out of the Darkness walk. So encouraging people to participate in a walk near them.
And we'll get to that in just one second. Right, we are joined by Jane Wisnat from the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention to talk about the new 988 system, and also to talk about what she just mentioned, the upcoming Out of Darkness walk, which is October the 29th.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we have, I mentioned we're a national organization, so we do have walks across the country. But here in Austin, it is on October 29th, and it is at the Texas State Capitol. It is free to participate. It is where the majority of the funding for the entire organization comes from, and most of the funding for Central Texas definitely comes out of the Austin Out of the Darkness walk. So we would love to have as many people come and participate. It's like I mentioned, it's free to register. People can fundraise, and that does help us to bring resources back into the community, but it's a healing event as well. And so we realize that there are people out there who need an opportunity for healing that may not have the resources to raise funds, and we want them to feel welcome to attend as well.
Well, if you did want to be a one of the people participating in the walk or volunteer for it, how would they get a hold of you?
You can visit afsp.org/Austin, and you will be able to register there. You can also donate there if you're not planning to walk but want to make a donation. And there you will also find the contact information for our walk chair so that you can get in touch with them. And yeah, that would be the easiest way to get involved. We do have a volunteer sign-up sheet that is on the website. So if you're wanting to sign up to help during the day of the event, you can sign up there. We have needs for over 100 volunteers for this event. So if you're available to help, we need volunteers to help with the event.
Please help them if they need. If you're out there listening and you have the opportunity to volunteer on August the 29th to help for, exactly as she said, is the main fundraising focus of their entire year, what essentially pays their bills, come out and help at Texas State Capitol. It'll be 10 a.m. on October 29th. It's rain or shine. I noticed that you guys are dog friendly, you're kid friendly.
Yes.
That adds a lot to it, to being able to take the puppy or the little ones and not have to worry about them being in the way or have anything like that while you're in the walk.
Yeah, it is pet friendly. We just ask that, you know, that your dog be well behaved and kept on a leash, clean up after your dog, all the typical things that you would expect. To help keep the Capitol grounds clean. And then for children, we do have children's activities as well. So we have a children's area where we have coloring sheets there. There's also some social emotional learning worksheet pages that kids can participate in. And then we have a children's book that actually helps to teach kids with their trusted adult how to prioritize their mental health. And we're planning to read that on site as well. So the opening ceremony of the walk does start at 10, but we'll have a few activities starting as early as 9 a.m. because we get people who come early and we want to make sure that they have some things to engage in before the opening ceremony starts.
And if you were to volunteer, what time should you show up?
Well, it would depend on which area that you want to sign up to volunteer. So we need volunteers that can show up as early as 6 a.m. to help with setup. And then for the event itself, we would need help at each of our stations. But there is a sign-up sheet on the website that people can go in and click on to decide where they're wanting to donate their time. And we'll be able to provide information on next steps for that as well.
And that website is afsp.org. We're talking to Jane Wisnat of the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. And the name of the walk is the Out of Darkness Austin Walk. And it's October 29th at the Texas State Capitol. The walk starts at 10 a.m. Activities start at 9. And anything else that we need to let the listeners know as far as the walk itself before we get back to September being Suicide Prevention Month?
So I just hope that people will come out and participate in the walk to see what it is that we do for the community. We will have resource tables there as well. And like I mentioned, it is free to register. It is a fundraising event as well. So we hope that people will fundraise, but anybody's welcome, whether they're fundraising or not.
And I just wanted to touch really quick on September being a National Suicide Prevention Month. And what can people do to help with that?
So we have the toolkit that we have online, the afsp.org/NSPW for National Suicide Prevention Week. So people can download pictures there. They can download a toolkit there. They can participate in the events that we have. The events calendar is down at the bottom of that page. We do have some local free events as well that you can find on our chapter website, which is afsp.org/Central Texas, and it's all spelled out, Central Texas spelled out, afsp.org/Central Texas. And down at the bottom there, there's a list of free events locally that we are offering to educate the community on suicide prevention. But the biggest thing around National Suicide Prevention Month is just to help spread awareness, register for the walk, and help us raise money.
We are talking to Jane Wisnat from the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. They have an upcoming Out of the Darkness Austin Walk, which is October the 29th, and September is National Suicide Prevention Month. Jane, thank you so much for joining us and for imparting some of your wisdom with us.
Yeah, of course. I'm always happy to come on and chat with you guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.